Blog Talk Radio.
This is the first time in our history that this ceremony has been held, as you've been told, on this west front of the Capitol. Standing here, one faces a magnificent vista opening up on this city's special beauty and history. At the end of this open mall are those shrines to the giants on whose shoulders we stand. Directly in front of me, a monument to a monumental man, George Washington, father of our country. A man of humility who came to greatness reluctantly. He led America out of revolutionary victory into infant nationhood. Off to one side, the stately memorial to Thomas Jefferson, a Declaration of Independence flames with his eloquence. And then beyond the reflecting pool, the dignified columns of the Lincoln Memorial. Whoever would understand in his heart the meaning of America will find it in the life of Abraham Lincoln. Beyond those monuments to heroism, is the Potomac River, and on the far shore, the sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words, America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. The crisis we're facing today does not require of us the kind of sacrifice that Martin Treptow and so many thousands of others were called upon to make. It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds. To believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans. God bless you and thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome, listeners, to City on the Hill. We're so grateful that you've tuned in. As always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country to come join us, come and learn with us. And I'm always so grateful to have Miss Barbara Moore as our partner here, always reminding us really of the foundation of this nation and God's goodness upon this land called America. So as always, I'm happy to turn it over to her and let her teach us some little nuggets in history. Hi, Miss Barbara.
Hey, Diana. Thank you for those kind words. I was struck tonight with President Ronald Reagan speaking of George Washington as a man of humility who came to leadership reluctantly, a man of humility. And, you know, Ronald Reagan would recognize that because he was a humble man. And, you know, Ronald Reagan never spoke about himself or his accomplishments. If he did speak about himself, it was in a deprecating manner. It wasn't a, he never bragged. He never called attention to himself unless it was to get a good laugh at something, you know, making himself the laugh, you know, at no one else. But anyway, I was just thinking about that as President Ronald Reagan was speaking and thinking about how the Bible says that, I'm not sure where it is, Diana, but it's what is expected of man, what is required of man, to walk humbly with his God. And both George Washington and Ronald Reagan did just that. And they are both very good role models for all of us to walk humbly with God. Let's go to our God in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and bless you and thank you. You are wonderful. You are glorious. And Father, we're so privileged just to be able to come into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts and into your courts with praise. Father, we just are amazed at what all you do when we ask you to. Father, when we have needs and bring others to you, Lord, and we praise you for the wonderful healing for Jennifer. Father, we just are totally amazed at you and how you work wonders among us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you to be with us. Be with all those, Father, who are looking to you to empower them and equip them for what you've called them to do. Always, Father, we lift up Israel to you. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray your protection and your provision for Israel during this time and always. We pray for guidance and wisdom for Israel's leaders. And, Father, we do pray that for ourselves as well. I thank you, Father, that you are raising up warriors to fight battles against evil in this country and throughout the world. And we pray for them. We pray for the warriors as others see them, that their spines would be strengthened to battle against the evils that confront us. And Father, how good you are. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Always love to be in your company. What a privilege for us to hear you. And I think, you know, those that have listened to us, you know, I think after I listened to you for a while, it's like, I've got to have me Miss Barbara more. I got to listen to her some more. It's just so soothing and comforting, Miss Barbara. And, you know, I don't want to take it for granted because we've been doing this for a long time. But really, it's such a privilege. And I really, you know, I really feel for the children because, you know, the fact of the matter is you have such a great love for the history of this nation and you want to share it. And a lot of these teachers that are probably history teachers, you know, what a sad state of affair when they can no longer teach true history. And tonight I had titled, you know, our conversation to talk about that, the AP US History plus the Stand in the Gap conferences, that God is doing something, again, it's very humbling, Ms. Barbara, when we see what is going on. It's you know it's got to be the Spirit of Christ. I mean, the Spirit of God is among us, and he is talking to people because they're just coming out of the woodworks. And I'm amazed.
Absolutely. It's astounding, astonishing, incredible. I was just thinking back. I just attended a meeting of a Republican executive committee, and Father and Diana, we passed the resolution a resolution to, we passed a resolution to endorse the Republican National Committee's condemnation of the new advanced placement United States history exam framework. And that resolution was passed here in Dothan unanimously. And And our part, what we're doing in addition to everything else called for in that resolution by the national, the Republican National Committee, they call for delaying the implementation for at least a year for a framework to be drafted that has our true history standards, that they will learn the true history of our country. And the the Republican National Committee requests that state legislatures and United States Congress investigate this matter and withhold federal funding to the College Board that deliver a copy of this resolution to every Republican member of Congress, all Republican candidates for Congress, and to each Republican state office holder and territorial office holder. And then what we added with our local executive committee is that we endorse all of that, okay? But we further request that the Alabama State Board of Education and the Alabama legislature hold public hearings on this issue beginning in September 2014.
Wow, Ms. Barber, that is doing something about it.
I tell you what, I just praise the Lord for that. And then also, I believe our local women's Republican groups are going to endorse that as well. And we're going to put some pressure on the board, the State Board of Education, and the state legislature to get these public hearings set up.
Well, Ms. Barber, I believe I would imagine that the you know, all those others across the state would follow that, because it just stands to reason. If you're a person that is patriotic, you must defend the history, the true history. How can you not? So I think it's going to be a sweep. It would be sad if it were not. And I think if it were not, it would be shame. It'd be very shameful.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to be on that side.
it would be. But, you know, I think we just have such patriotic people in Alabama. And I think that everyone is going to jump on this. And, you know, that it'll just, as you said, sweep through.
Oh, I'm excited about that, Ms. Barb. I cannot wait to see it. I hope you will publish it on Facebook, and we can pass it on down. And I know y'all are going to send it to the other groups across the state, so we can hardly wait for the results to come out. But it's wonderful that that wheel is churning, and I bet it felt so good for those people to be able to do that, Ms. Barber.
I think it did. I looked at the expressions on the faces as we were sharing some of these appalling omissions in the College Board's framework, and such as, you know, no mention of James Madison, the father of the United States Constitution. And while I'm mentioning James Madison, and he was acknowledged as the architect of the Constitution in that he added, so he was so instrumental in constructing it. He sat right in front of the president of the Constitutional Convention, George Washington, and he took copious notes. He wrote down everything that occurred in those 4 months, those four hot months in Philadelphia. And when he would go back to the boarding house, because his home was in Virginia, and this is taking place in Philadelphia, he would copy those notes, because taking notes during the convention, he had to write so quickly. So he copied all the notes every night. And Diana, that that hard labor, it was hard labor for him. It almost killed him, literally. He almost died because of that. But he didn't, praise God. And the other thing about James Madison that's important for us to know is the way God prepared him to construct that Constitution. Now, there were a lot of men, you know, there ended up being 39 signers of the Constitution, and there were actually 55 delegates to that convention there in Philadelphia. But so, you know, everybody added to it. But James Madison had been prepared by the Lord for this. In this way, he graduated from Princeton University and remained at Princeton for 8 more months after graduation, and he was tutored by the Reverend Dr. John Witherspoon during those 8 months. It was one-on-one, and Witherspoon taught him from the Bible about government, the role of government, the purpose of government, the government of Israel, and, you know, all of that, you know, what government should do, what government shouldn't do, and the all about that. So he studied the Bible with the Reverend Witherspoon there, who was president of Princeton University. And by the way, this may seem like I'm getting off, and I probably am, but...
oh, no.
But anyway, the Reverend Dr. Witherspoon was so involved in the public life of our country because he knew it was his responsibility before God Almighty that good people have to be involved with government or the government will not be good. And he was on so many committees. He was also a signer of the Declaration of Independence. So the Second Continental Congress, he was a delegate, and he might have been a delegate to the First Continental Congress in 1774, probably was. But anyway, he was on an astounding number of committees for the Congress, both state and national as well. I mean, he was a political activist, the Reverend John Witherspoon, president of Princeton. So what a heritage we have, Diana. You know, we start to talk about these things, and it's just, you know, it's overwhelming.
We are blessed beyond measure, Ms. Barbara. And really, that's why people all over the world wants to come here, because they have seen the blessings of God. There is no country like it. You know, they're all clamoring and fighting and clawing the way to here, and it is so sad that history is being stolen, children. And again, I think, you know, you have to know where you came from to help define who you are. You know, they say that with children that, you know, don't know who they are, where they came from, they're adopted or whatever. You know, they're searching. They feel so very incomplete. So I really think if they get away with this, if they get away with this, Ms. Barbara, it will change these children. And that is a crime that I think we as parents, grandparents, cannot allow to happen. It cannot happen. As I love Joan Landis, our mental health therapist, has given that speech, not under my watch, you know, and not with my
child,
you won't, you know. And I think,
hey,
that's a good mantra, Ms. Barb, because I think kind of like with the speech from Ronald Reagan, you know, I love it when he says, I will do these things. You know, the pledge from Martin Treptow, I have always loved that pledge. It has always humbled me that this, you know, barber from a small town, you know, gave that pledge to gave his all for this nation. And so we're living on shoulders such as those, very broad, very big shoulders, and not just them. And one of the things that I want to point out, Ms. Barbara, is, you know, what I've been told, which Martin Luther King Jr., our history. How dare they do that, Ms. Barbara? How dare they take him out? I mean, I think that, you know, if the black people knew that, that they would stand up.
I believe you're right, Diana. There's no Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., there's no I Have a Dream speech that is one of the most stirring speeches you'll ever hear. He longed for the day when all people would be judged by their character, not the color of their skin. And they won't hear that. They will not hear that. They won't hear his letter from the Birmingham jail that he was willing and indeed went to jail for his principles. He was willing to suffer for what was right. And he did suffer for what was right. And that is so important for every child in America to know. And they won't be getting that. One of our most beloved Americans, George Washington Carver, there's no mention of him and his unbelievable accomplishments. Talk about a man of humility. Oh, my goodness. What a man. I just love him and his humility. He is a man who walked humbly with God. And can you imagine being here in Alabama and in an advanced placement United States history class in preparation for college and the passing the exam, many colleges acknowledge that as college credit and no further U.S. history is required. So but being in an advanced placement history class in Alabama, and there's no George Washington Carver, there's no Tuskegee Airmen, there's no Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and I Have a Dream speech, you know, in Alabama? Come on. My goodness.
Oh, yes. And I'm thinking as you're saying that, Alabama, but then I think about the other states, Ms. Barbara. For those other states not to take a stand against this onslaught, this attack, really on the future of their young people, you know, because those young people will, you know, it's like a part of them will be lost. I think it's a disservice to the future of their state, because I think, you know, if you don't breed respect, and we're already seeing the results of that in the television matter, you know, very disrespectful to parents, you know, children laughing and sneering and jeering, you know, at authority figures, at parents. It's breeding disrespect, and so you get to allow, and I really think if the states don't stand up on this, Ms. Barbara, I know some states are already suffering so badly, but it would be like the nail on the coffin, I think, you know, because it will turn their state into a dog-eat-dog world, because I think if there's no sense of respect for where you came from, for the, you know, it's just like being grateful to God. And I love the fact that, you know, you talk about Martin Luther King, Witherspoon, all them. They really had a love for God. And again, it's getting yourself on the right foundation. If you don't have that right foundation, as in a house, you know, the storm will just take you away. And I think each one of our states need to be doing something similar, you know, because, again, this will undermine the foundation, I think, of the future of each state and, in turn, the future of our nation.
I believe you're right, Diana, and I was thinking as you were speaking, maybe Houston County Executive Committee needs to issue a challenge to all other county executive committees, and then we work together to bring this about in Alabama, and then also let other states know it and issue the challenge to them to defend our country, defend our children, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can hear Alice Linehan now. She's going to help us with that one, Barbara. We'll get it. Which I guess leads us into that, Ms. Barbara. What a wonderful way to get into that. You know, Alice Linehan is one of the experts on social media. And by the grace of God, she has agreed to take time out of her already very busy schedule, how to fight Common Core locally using the very best in technology, in social media, letting a parent take a hold of those tools, those weapons, Ms. Barbara. Can you imagine a parent with those tools in her hand? Because, you know, she doesn't have to be paid to do anything. And that parent that is so worried about what's going on with her child, you know, a lot of times she will not even sleep, you know. So you've got a very dedicated worker that doesn't have to be paid. It will not be a job. It will be a heart's desire for her. So, Ms. Barbara, I'm just excited at the thought of that.
Well, I am too. I am excited about learning from her. She is such a dynamic individual. And talk about respect. I have the highest respect for her and just look forward to her being here. It's just amazing. God has just brought all this together. By the way, I got to pass out some flyers tonight about our Stand in the Gap conference in Enterprise coming up. September 12th on a Wednesday night at Open Door Baptist Church. And I had people asking for the flyers, you know. And that was very, very exciting. And some with the Houston County Sheriff Department. I talked with a dad, got kids in school. And there's a lot of concern, growing concern about what's going on in education. So it was thrilling to me to be able to share some of our flyers and all.
Well, I'm gonna have some in handy. That makes me think. Yeah, I better have some handy, Ms. Barbara, because I think as we go about. Because I almost think there is a hunger now for more information, because they're seeing something is wrong. They're hearing, and you know, as a caring mom and dad and grandma, grandpa, you know, we want to know. We want to know what is this that's affecting, you know, our children, their schools. And so I think the time is ripe, Ms. Barbara. God is always on time, isn't he? We had no idea. When we did this, we had no idea what we were going to get into, but he did. And now it's like you said, they're asking for it. It's there. It's going to be a tool so that they will know what to do with it. And also, I think I am just also excited, Ms. Barbara, about, you know, that's going to happen. Alice Linehan is coming. And if anybody wants to know the schedules, they can go to a lot of websites. One of them is www.cityonthehill.tv. And right immediately they'll see on the very front, if you scroll down a little bit, you will see Stand in the Gap, their banners, and it's listing the counties or the town. We've got the Florida towns, we've got the Alabama counties, and you click on the one that you want to click on, and, you know, it tells you the date right out there, so you can find out. Some of them are lunch, some of them are supper, some of them going to have all three. Tallahassee's going to have a breakfast, a lunch, and a supper, Miss Barbara.
Wow.
They're going to meet all day. And that starts
fantastic.
On September the 6th. That's a Saturday, Tallahassee. I'm going to go ahead and just read some of this. Standing in the Gap, Panama City. That is September 9th. And I'll go ahead and mention where that is. That's going to be at a church. The name of the church is Covenant Presbyterian in Panama City, Florida. Again, that's Tuesday, September 9th. And that's from 6 to 8. And I'll go ahead and name each one here. Now, we're going to have one in Enterprise, Coffee County on the 10th. I should mention that's going to be at Open Door Baptist Church. There's going to be an hour of meet and greet for pastors to meet and greet folks, meet and greet with the speakers. So that's right there in Enterprise. That's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30. So we're so grateful for that opportunity. And then on the 10th, also in Marietta, they're going to have a luncheon learn, they call it. So it's going to be in Marietta, and they're having it at the Oaks Restaurant. I'm sure that's a pretty famous restaurant. A lot of people probably know where that is. That's on 4727 U.S. 90 in Marietta. So, excuse me, they're inviting the business community, businessmen, you know, come on, find out what the common core is. Because they're being told that they're behind it. But unfortunately, as you pointed out, Ms. Barbara, a lot of them really don't know what it is that they're supposedly behind. And if they knew what it was that's in undermining the country, I think they would have second thoughts about their names being bandied about as supporters of this. So that is 9-10, September the 10th. And then on September 11th, there's going to be one in, I think this is Fairhope, yes, in Fairhope, Alabama. So that's going to be from 6 to 8. And there's also one in Montgomery, Miss Barbara. And Becky Garrison, I believe, is going to be hosting that one. Becky did that for us, the Stand in the Gap, the first one here this year in Dothan, Alabama. And she did, as always, a fantastic job. We just love Becky, and, you know, she just embodies patriotism, Ms. Barbara, and I think, you know, she speaks for really, I think, the majority of Americans when she says, you know, that I'm a free-born American, and, you know, and we want to stay that way, and we want our children to stay that way, and she is very distraught about this nation, and so are we, so we're just so glad to have Becky helping us, and that's 9/11.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Diana, Nicole. You know, what I also admire greatly about Becky, the way she carries herself, her countenance, she is every inch a lady, and she is she speaks eloquently. That's just her manner, and, so, you know, she's just a beautiful woman, and it's such a privilege we have to have her right here in Alabama.
Oh, indeed, Ms. Barbara. Mm-hmm. And she, like you said, when you ask Becky questions, you know, she will find the truth. She will get to the bottom of it. And she does have a way of explaining it where you can understand it, you know, wonderfully.
Yeah.
And I just love that. And, again, the rest of America got to hear that, hear that clarity, know.
All
oh,
over
my goodness.
There.
And I know that's why a lot of us wept with her. You know, we understood what she was saying without a shadow of a doubt. She
right.
was speaking the things that we were – Yes, she
That's
was
right.
speaking for us. And so she's going to be there. That's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. That's on a Thursday at River City Church in Montgomery. So that's another location there. And then we're going to have one where we're having really a conference and workshop. We've got Alice that's going to be teaching us. So if you're one of those that want to really learn how to use the Twitter media and other things, please join us as we listen to the teachings of Alice Linehan. And that is going to be on Friday, September 12th from 10 to 12 noon in Dothan. So you can register for these. Oh, go ahead, Ms. Barbara.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you, is Alice also going to address the national sexuality standards?
I don't know that she will address that, Ms. Barbara. I think she's going to probably talk about the APUS history.
Okay.
I can't remember what other things she'll talk about, but I think we are going to show something. Well, she may, because, you know, that video that we've been circulating by Dr. Duke Pesta is really from Women on the Wall, from her group, Voices in Power, Women in the Wall. So she may speak on that, too. I have not really talked to her about that, but I will ask her, because you're right, that came from her groups, and it's a wonderful, powerful 15-minute video, and we're asking that be shown all throughout, because I think once you see that, you get the problem. I got it. So we're hoping that many more. And I think that just really opens the eyes to, which you already know it, that, you know, they're attacking, really, the children and putting in these little sexual innuendos or, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, which that's common core. Common core English, unfortunately, it's not just English, as we've seen, Ms. Barbara. It is social studies. It's everything else mixed in with English. And that's pretty much the way Common Core sexuality education is. It's meshed in to the subjects. It's not just by itself. But that's going to be, I think, a very powerful, you know, video for all to see. So if you can't make
parents,
it, you've got to see that video.
Yeah, so parents and grandparents and citizens and everybody that comes to these conferences will be learning more about these really awful national sexuality standards that are being embedded in all the different subjects. One comment tonight was that sex education was being taught in the fifth grade. In the fifth grade, we're talking 10-year-olds. 10-year-olds. Now, that's happening here in Alabama for some time, but they're lowering it to kindergarten, all the way to kindergarten now. But they can come find out a whole lot more about that, can't they?
They can, Ms. Barbara. And I think once they, you know, once they come to the conferences, and I love what Alice is doing with the Can I See movement, she's going to teach parents to ask very important, simple questions, common sense questions that needs to be asked. So she's going to drive that in. And I'm grateful for that, because I think a lot of parents don't really know, you know, what to ask for, what to look for in their own local, you know. So she's going to empower the parents to, I think, you know what steps they need to be taking. And that's what we're doing. We're sharing the knowledge, and truth is so powerful, and I think it's going to open the doors wide, Ms. Barbara. Okay, 9-12, I'm going to go ahead and mention the one in Mobile, too. How exciting. There's our friends in Mobile. They're very excited about the event. It's going to be at a church in Theodore. It's called Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. That's on Friday, September 12th, from 6 to 9. So they are very excited. We're excited with them about that. And then there's also another one, Ms. Barbara, on, on Saturday, there's going to be one in Birmingham. There's going to be a debate, pros and cons, Jefferson County, going to be at a very famous church, 16th Street Baptist Church. I think a lot of people in that part of the state know very well about that church, and that's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 13th. And at night, there's going to be a great big meeting in Madison County in Huntsville. And pretty much, I think all the speakers will be there, Ms. Barbara. They're all going to converge there. So
wow.
That, it's not. It's from 4 to 6. So that's going to be a great big, I think, meeting. And I'm believing it's going to be highly attended. We have got some, wonderful speakers that's going to be there. All of them are going to be there. And then there's the latest addition, Ms. Barbara. And I think I've mentioned this to you. There's going to be one on the 16th, which is a Tuesday night in Troy, Alabama. And, you know, that is going to be powerful, too. And so we're just grateful, really, for all these openings. And, Ms. Barbara, there's something about truth, right?
Yes, there is. If given a hearing, truth will prevail. But it has to be given a hearing. So that's what we're doing. And some very wise person said that. It just kind of came up in my spirit. But I don't remember who it was. Truth will be given a hearing all over the state of Alabama and northern Florida as well. So, and truth will prevail. I'm just so amazed.
Well, Ms. Barbara, I'm going to let you speak a little bit about some of our speakers. For those that have not heard, would you mind sharing a little bit about Luca and about Troy Towns? And I'll go into Linda Murphy, but I know you'd love to talk about those two.
Well, I would. Luca is coming from England to speak all over our state and Florida. And he is a man who has such a grasp of the truth. He has such he is an artful communicator. And he gives examples, and he relates when he's talking about something. He relates it to something that we can all connect with. And so he's a very powerful speaker. He speaks with authority, and his high intellect, but he has a knowledge that is wide and deep. He loves the United States of America. He loves the United States Constitution. He loves the freedom and the opportunity and the blessing that America has been to the world. You know, he just has this really awe of his country. He loves our country. So we're just so delighted that he's coming. Of course, I always call him the Italian Patrick Henry, you know, because Patrick Henry, one of my favorites of all time, you know, he was like that. They said when Patrick Henry spoke that the hair on everyone's arms would just stand up and you could hear a pin drop. People were so attentive. They hardly dared to breathe. And by the way, Thomas Jefferson, who was not one given to hyperbole, wrote about the powerful effect Patrick Henry had when he spoke. He'd never seen anything like it. He said it was like Homer. Never experienced that, anything like it. Well, Luca Bocci, he has that gift. It is a gift from God, and it's an anointing, just like it was with Patrick Henry. And so we're excited for other people to get to hear him. Troy Towns, talk about speakers, my gosh. He's got the preach in him now. He was a speaker at our David Barton conference here in Dothan. And He brought us to our feet. He brought the house down and the people up. It was glorious. And he's a born-again Christian. He listens to the Lord, and he heeds what the Lord quickens within him. And there's great life to his words, so he is a gift. And we believe that he will be speaking all over the country as a result of more and more people getting to hear him speak. Oh, and he is the Republican director of minority outreach for the Republican Party in Alabama. And we know that many people, minorities, people, have the same values as the Republican Party espouses, sanctity of human life, strong families, definite right from wrong, and so, you know, we're hoping to reach more minorities to join with us in fighting for what's right and fighting against what's wrong. And we think that Troy Towns is going to be very much a part of that.
Oh, Ms. Barbara, he is such an anointed, powerful speaker, and I think he makes us have and find that common sense that is so lacking. And I just love that, you know, about him. But now about Linda Murphy, oh my goodness, I just thank God for Linda Murphy. I thank God for all those people in Oklahoma, Ms. Barbara, that worked so hard to make sure that, you know, the Common Core repeal bill, that they got one and that what was passed was a good one, you know, because we've heard about, you know, the ploy in other states, you know, it's almost like fake repeals, again, try to undermine the, you know, hard work of parents. So just so glad to have Linda Murphy, who, one of the things that really got my attention about her was she was one of the first ones that really was posting something about the testing, you know? And the testing is, and we're realizing that the testing is key. But one of the things that I really loved about Linda was she talked not just about the problems with the test outwardly as far as, you know, the cost and this and that, but inside the minds of children, that, you know, why are they testing? What are they testing? And so she was one of the first ones, I think, to give me a glimpse that, you know, the testing is really very one of the most dangerous aspects of Common Core to change the values, really, of this great nation. And so we're so grateful for her insight, and also as a former teacher, Ms. Barbara, you know, like you know the mind of a teacher, you know, and I think she'll be able to speak to teachers, and that, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll feel like, you know, they can speak to her. And we're hoping that, you know, it will really open up the dialogue in our state, because we know that a lot of teachers are really – their liberty, their freedom has been taken away. How awful that Alabama would pass a law, Ms. Barbara, where these teachers feel like, you know, if I speak against something, that I will be fired, Ms. Barbara. I will be fired. And I'm thinking, I thought the days of tyranny was over. And you know, to me, if anybody needs whistleblower protection and should get it, it should be the teachers.
Well, you know, that is really unconstitutional, and it should be someone withstanding if they get fired for speaking out. It should be challenged in court because it is unconstitutional and violates their freedom of speech right as protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. So, you know, but they're getting away with it because, you know, they threatened and the teachers are fearful, many of them the sole providers in their family, and that is understandable, totally understandable.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is understandable, so. Ms. Barbara, but, you know, God is so good because I think the fact that he reminds us that he is our help, and, you know, I think that's what we're seeing, you know, all across is when, and it reminds me of the story, the wonderful story of Dr. Ben Carson, you know.
Yeah.
That's a testimony. There is God. And he does hear your prayer, you know, because he heard the prayer of a mother who was a single mom having to provide. So can you imagine, you a teacher, you feel like you're alone, you may be a single parent. You know, this poor mom prayed for her children not to be the dunce in the class. They were. And I remember hearing Dr. Carson say that, and I'm thinking, what? But that's who they were at that time. That's what they felt like. They were the dunce in the class, and the mother knew it. She's very worried about them. What can she do? She had no high school education. She had not graduated high school, no college, no background in teaching. But one thing she did have, Miss Barbara, again, an affirmation of the power of a praying parent, she asked Almighty God for help, and he put his hand in there and gave her an answer. And the answer was to let your children read and do 2 book reports a week. So she took them to the library. They had to do book reports. They did not know that their mother could not read. So they were doing these book reports, you know, and telling her about it and not realizing she did not even have proper education. So but now the rest is history. You know, Dr. Ben Carson, the first surgeon to successfully separate Siamese twins, and who knows, maybe a candidate for president. You know, the sky is
the limit
because of because that mother humbled herself and knew that she could go to God, and that's the, Ms. Barbara, if nothing else, people do not, if people that are listening to us, if all you can get out of us is that, I am so happy. Because for me personally, it makes a difference every day, so I know it can make a huge difference for all of us.
You know, Diana, and you told that story so beautifully, by the way. But, you know, I think of the scripture in Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, which says, in everything give thanks to the Lord, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, no matter what situation we're in. Well, that mother of Ben Carson, she cleaned houses. And the houses that she cleaned houses from well-educated people who had a library in their home, a well-educated person. I don't remember if it was a doctor, but it was someone quite well-educated. And as she was cleaning, you know, the Lord really, really enlightened her that these books, you know, that you know, brought that to her attention. And the other thing was that both Ben and his brother were at the bottom of their classes. But both of them loved to watch TV. Well, she turned the TV off. And as you said, she took them to the library, required 2 book reports, and they had to read them to her. And as you said, they did not know that she could not read. But you know, think about, you know, the practice of reading and then writing about it what a wonderful, wonderful tool for learning. You know, you learn to read, and then you read to learn, and then writing requires thinking. Requires a great deal of thought, actually. And, you know, so they both progressed rapidly here. They were no longer at the bottom of their classes. And with each succeeding year, they rose higher and higher in their classes. And I believe that both boys received scholarships to college. And so a beautiful, beautiful story about what God can do and will do for those who look to him. You know, as you say, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit with God. But, oh, how wonderful. How wonderful.
And, Ms. Barbara, I seem to remember hearing something about Martin Luther King, too. You know, that he really wanted people to lift themselves up. He did not want them dependent. And I think when you are not striving, and as this mother was given, you know, that idea from the Lord, I cannot help but think sadly, you know, how many parents today really are not encouraging their children, you know, to go beyond. And it's like they're just a breath away from a door that could open to, you know, where the possibility is just endless. And yet it's close because the mentality is, you know, go ahead and turn on the TV, you know, watch another day. And it's like a cycle, you know, that they cannot break. So I'm just praying for, I'm going to pray for willpower, Ms. Barbara, discernment from God, and the willpower to want to, you know, have a different future for your child. Because we look at Ferguson and all that, Ms. Barbara, and really, you know, we hear about the black-on-black crime is so high. And what's heartbreaking to me is, you know, I mean, the difference between a Ben Carson and some of these children is really small. It's an act of faith that might be big for some people, you know, but God is able to help. He is the difference maker. And unfortunately, a lot of people still do not know our Lord. So in closing, Ms. Barbara, I guess I'll close that with an invitation. So.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just so grateful, Ms. Barbara, about the history that you are so kind to, you know, teach us and share with us and listeners. Let's join and just give these things to God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you are God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we have your example. Lord, thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet. Thank you, Lord, for the story of Jesus Christ, your Son, who, Lord, gave his all for us. So, Lord, we are going to ask, Lord, that you give parents, Lord, the ability to believe, Lord, that with you all things are possible. But, Lord, that the first step, Lord, is putting their faith and trust in you. And, Lord, acknowledging that we are sinners in need of your grace. And, Heavenly Father, I pray that there are so many parents out there listening that are so tired of the problems, the drugs, the alcohol, Lord, all the perversion that's going on around them, that's surrounding their children. And I pray, Lord, that they would ask you to be Lord of their lives, to help them through these times, to make a way for them when there seems to be no way. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would bless them, shine your face upon them, give them supernatural ideas, as you did Ben Carson's mother, on how to make a difference, Lord, for their children and their families. And Lord, we pray for your blessing upon the Stand in the Gap conferences, upon APUS Histories, Lord, Alice Linehan and what she's doing as she wakes up the whole nation, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that others, Lord, will fight the good fight, Lord, so that the truth will be shared and that, Lord, there will be a future for our posterity, Lord, that's bright. We thank you, Lord, and we love you so much. We're so grateful that you're here, Lord, listening to us. We pray and give all these things to you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Diana. Do we have anything coming up this week on City on a Hill radio show that you want to mention to our listeners?
Well, Ms. Barbara, we're hoping Mr. Dan Fraley is going to be coming on and telling us, you know, a little bit about Israel and what's going on over there. I know we're very, very concerned with the news, and we always love to hear Mr. Dan Fraley's perspective. And, you know, I've been so wrapped up with our conferences, but I am going to try to get a hold of our friend Alice. I don't know if she'll be able to come on, but that was a thought to ask her to come on. And I think she's going to be excited to hear what all is going on. So
I'm
going to ask her to do that.
You know, another thought, we might tantalize the listeners by bringing some of the best shows with Luca and Troy has been on with us.
That's a great idea, Ms. Barbara. Yes, I think I might do that tomorrow night because we're going to have our, you know, meeting anyway. So I may just put one of those Luca or that's a wonderful idea, Troy Towns on. And, well, thank you, Ms. Barbara. I forget that we have such an array.
We have some wonderful podcasts. So listeners, we urge you to check them all out. Tremendous speakers, tremendous radio shows at cityonahill.tv. So thank you for being with us tonight. And as always, share with your family and friends what you're learning from City on a Hill radio show as we learn more. And then, check out those podcasts because you will definitely become better informed and very inspired, and then you can be more effectively involved. So may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you, and may God bless America. Thank you for being with us at City on a Hill radio show. Good night.